The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana. The news presented by Abraham Donko
and Nantagli Ago.
In the headlines, 47 feared dead in accident on Sinkapa Highway in Bonafu. Ferry carrying passengers reported sinking on the water lake. 4 people arrested for shooting to death Fulani cattle in Asantiachin, North District. National Labour Commission and Organized Labour hold forum to find ways of reducing industrial strikes. Ugandan elections underway and Libyans celebrate 5 years of Gaddafi's fall. At first, the summary with Najabi.
About 47 people were feared dead after vehicles in which they were traveling got involved in an accident last night near Kinkampo in the Bonafu region. Reports say the incident, which involved a Metro Mass transit bus and a cargo truck loaded with tomatoes, occurred a few meters away from the Kinkampo township. 4 persons have been apprehended by security operators in the Asantiachin district of Asante for allegedly shooting to death some cattle in the area. In a statement, the PRO of the Asante Regional Police Command, ASP Chief Mohammed Tanko, said the suspects are in police custody, assisting with investigations. Ugandans have begun voting in presidential and parliamentary elections, widely seen as the tightest in the country's history. 7 opposition candidates are contending with incumbent Yoweri Museveni, who is seeking to extend his 30-year rule. And Libyans have marked 5 years of the overthrow of their long-serving leader, Muammar Gaddafi. The wife and 3 daughters of the slain leader joined the crowd in a celebration after Martyrs Square.
BBC mastering the airwaves with nothing but quality news and programming.
The news now in detail. A road accident near Kinkampo in the Bonafu region last night has resulted in the death of many people. At least 47 people are feared dead in the accident, which happened around 8 p.m. a few meters away from the Kinkampo township. It involved a Metro Mass transit bus and a cargo truck loaded with tomatoes. Many passengers were trapped under the bus. Police officers at the scene could not readily confirm the number of dead people. We have been joined on the line by the Bonafu Regional Police Commander, DCOP Maxwell Atengani, to brief us on the situation. Good morning, sir. Hello, DCOP Atengani.
Yes, please.
Yes, can you confirm the accident and the number of deaths so far?
Yeah, really, there was an accident. And 53 died. 53.
Yes, so where exactly did the accident occur?
It occurred near Kinkampo, that is up, when you reach the sharp curve near the Kinkampo waterfall.
Well, were you able or have you been able to retrieve all the bodies?
That is it. We have done so. The whole of the night we were at the scene. So far, 53 have been confirmed dead, and then 23 also injured, and some of them are treatment at the hospital at Kinkampo.
Well, DCOP, what have you gathered so far per your preliminary investigation and eyewitness account?
What we have done so far?
Yes, I'm asking per eyewitness account and what you have seen so far. What have you gathered in terms of information on what might have caused the accident?
All right. There is an accident involving transit bus and then a cargo truck. The bus was traveling from Kumasi towards Tamale. And on reaching that sharp curve, the gradient is also high. The bridge failed. And we collided with the cargo truck. And the survivors told us that when they reached Techiman, that is the Metro Mass bus. When they reached Techiman, it developed this faulty brake system. This driver brought in a fitter who could not succeed in repairing it, that he decided to proceed gradually to his destination. And so when he reached this place, which is a sharp curve, and the gradient is so high, the brakes failed. And he lost control and collided with the cargo truck. Now, brother, you can imagine such an attitude.
Well, DCOP, so how did the other security agencies, were they on hand to help you with the a rescue or with helping you to retrieve the bodies?
In the region here, we work together. So we were there with the fire service personnel.
All right, DCOP Maxwell Atengani, Bonaf Regional Police Commander, I want to thank you this morning for joining us.
A ferry carrying passengers on its way to Yuki was reported sinking on the Volta Lake yesterday evening. Two boats were sent to evacuate the passengers. Aside from the passengers, the ferry was also carrying about 4 loaded cargo trucks and 3 other vehicles. A stranded passenger told the media that the passenger struggled to board the boat, which was sent to the scene to evacuate them. They said the ferry was filled with water at the base and water was still coming into it. The incident was said to have happened in the waters of Mankrado in the Volta region. All the passengers were later rescued with the assistance of the Navy, who were in the area, and other local boats.
A road management consultant, Godfrey Achiadakwa, says the solution to the carnage on the roads is for drivers to be taken through qualitative education training. Mr. Achiadakwa, who is CEO of Road Safety Transportation and Consultancy, said a recent World Bank Danida sponsored training for 30,000 commercial drivers in 5 regions of the country has contributed largely to a reduction in road accident cases. The drivers were from the Greater Accra, Bunuafo, Eastern, Central and Ashanti regions. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Achiadakwa called for the remaining regions to be covered to ensure total success.
If you want to solve the road traffic issue, road carnage, the only way of doing it is through qualitative, scientific and progressive education and training for drivers. So if you do that, you make sure the accidents will reduce to an acceptable limit. When you say accidents will reduce to an acceptable limit, vehicles will get damaged, but human beings will not sustain any injury and then go dead. I think what we can do is to embark upon a training that I came up with, a whole model, and the model is called Driver Management Science. And the Driver Management Science that attracted these two organizations to accelerate is to train drivers in successive manner. Progress, you go to Driver Management Science, Professor Basic A, Part 1 and B, and then go to Driver Management Science, Intermediate A and B, then Driver Management Science, Advanced A, B, C. Before you go to Cape Coast University, to read a diploma that we have designed for the university. As long as drivers go through this, everything is geared towards road safety, traffic psychology, and then things about the traffic and traffic management operations and all that, and traffic accounting and all that. So I designed the program that caught the eye of World Bank and then Danida, and then they sponsored, they said we should go ahead and train. So they gave us 30,125 to train last year, from April to, they were even talking about by the close of the end of the year, 2015. Now, we did this training, and we trained 38,225, meaning that we exceeded the number they said we should train by over 8,000 people. And it was not our victory. The fact is, there are so many people that want training, but they are not getting it. There are so many VPI2 drivers up there. But you see, this training covers some few districts. For example, Eastern Region, they take only 11 districts. Dongavo, 8 districts. Greater Accra, 28 districts. And Central Region, also 11 districts. But when you look at them, there are so many districts more than the number they took. As a result, what happened was that you have taken just a few. But they were using it as a testing to see that what are the training that we're going to give to these drivers will have positive effect on Ghanaian economy. If there's no accident, if there's no death, if there's no injury, or it's reduced, it means that the $1.65 million that Ghana spent on road safety will not be spent, we government can use it for other important things. And also, most of the youth die through accident or occurrences. But when we do this training, we are going to reduce the number of people dying will be reduced.
That was a road management consultant, Godfrey Achiadakwa, on the need for drivers to be given quality education and training.
Security operators in the Ashanti Chin North District of the Ashanti region have arrested 4 persons for allegedly shooting to death cattle they came across in the district. The suspects are Samuel Asendo, 30, Nago Njuge, 35, Isahako Ma Muhammad, 32, and Abubakar Nanji, 34, according to the PRO of the Ashanti Regional Police Command, ASP Sid Muhammad Tanko. The suspects are in police custody, helping with investigations. According to ASP Tanko, the suspects were arrested at about 10 a.m. last Tuesday and will be arraigned before court as soon as investigations are complete. Meanwhile, the Agogo Youth Association, AYA, has expressed reservations about the operations and intentions of the Joint Security Task Force deployed to protect the people of Agogo against the deadly activities of the nomadic herdsmen. A statement jointly signed by the chairman, Emmanuel Boabeng, and Secretary Alfred Juma, noted that instead of pitching their camp within villages and communities where the herdsmen have been identified to be killing and raping residents as well as burning large tracts of crop farms and plantations, members of the task force are rather staying in a guest house at Agogo, the district capital. This association says it's rather bringing serious financial pressure on the limited revenue of the district assembly. The association therefore recommended that the task force pitch their camps within areas where the atrocities are usually committed. It should also include all stakeholders in the operations towards evacuation of the herdsmen and their cattle.
Meanwhile, lecturer in international relations, Dr. Ken Ahosu, says the menace of cattle movement into Ghana could be managed in a more scientific way to benefit the youth and the nation. He told George Ankle that the movement of cattle from the Sahelian region to West Africa should be used to the advantage, to the country's advantage, by planting fodder for the cattle and also adopt best rearing practices such as the zero grazing adopted in South Africa.
Please, there's been a lot of noise over the years about this Fulani movement of cattle into the lower part or the coastal areas of the West African sub-region. In fact, in Nigeria, there is a study that has been carried out about the transhuman nature of the Fulani. I felt that the noise that is going on, largely our department, the Ministry of Agriculture, has failed Ghanaians. No, when there is a conflict or there is a crime, what is important is the idea of a creative thinking. Ghanaians import a lot of meat from European countries and recently from Asian countries. And what's happening is that because of the threat of the Sahara Desert, countries in the Sahelian areas are not able to feed and to breed their cattle. That is why they are moving down. I am thinking that I'm of the view that this is an opportunity for Ghana as to manage this crisis as an opportunity as to create more protein for our people and create a livelihood out of cattle rearing. Now, what am I saying? What is important here is to create a zone or a belt whereby fodder is grown for these cattle to use. Now, when you go to the developed countries, you talk about Japan, you talk about US, you talk about Britain. We don't have free-range type of cattle as we have it in Ghana, or what is happening with the Fulani menace, whereby they are destroying people's crops. So what we have to do is to learn from the best concept of practice or the concept of best practice. So what happens in most countries is that, like South Africa, they have the zero grazing policy, whereby cattle does not move around grazing from place to place. So what we have to do is to create a zone for these people. If we have to have a place of land that is irrigated, the pasture is grown, it's harvested as it is done in Australia and other places, and during the dry season, people are fed with this. The cattle is fed with this. So for me, the problems that we are having today, giving order to shoot, crops being destroyed, and all other sorts of things, is a direct failure of when the Ministry of Agriculture has to come out with innovative ways, has to turn this crisis into a blessing for the country. So what I think is important is that the Ministry of Agri and the security agencies and then the owners of this council, they have to call for a meeting and ways of the best way of managing this crisis to be evolved. This is my idea, that the cattle, it is not right for them to go about destroying people's system. But then equally, the cattle also has to be fed. And when this cattle is fed, it will benefit Ghanaians. Ghanaians will make livelihood out of it, and our protein requirements will be supplied. So what is important here is the scientific management of the crisis.
You heard a lecturer in international relations, Dr. Ken Hassu, sharing his thoughts on how to manage cattle movement more scientifically. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, the major stories. 53 people confirmed dead in accident on Kintampo Highway in Bonoafo. Ferry carrying passengers reported sinking on the Volta Lake. 4 people arrested for shooting to death Fulani cattle in Asante Achim North District. Ugandan elections underway. And Libyans celebrate 5 years of Gaddafi's fall. Please stay tuned.
Welcome back. An Accra Circuit Court has remanded 3 persons arrested with large cash of offensive weapons at Bothori near Kumasi in the Ashanti region. They have been charged with possessing explosives, firearms and ammunition without lawful authority. The plea of the 3 accused persons, Umar Asata, Suleiman Al-Hassan and Ibrahim Hamidu, were not taken and will reappear on the 24th of this month. 2 of them, Umara and Al-Hassan, are Burkinabe and Malian. The 3rd accused, Ibrahim, however, resides at Isuyebwa, a suburb of Kumasi. We bring you a report by our court correspondent, Yvonne Asariofe.
The prosecutor, Chief Inspector Isaac Agbemehia, told the court presided by Abuaje Tondo that on the 11th of last December, the police in Kumasi received information that Al-Hassan and Ibrahim had in their possession arms and ammunition, which they intend to use for robbery operation at Akwetia Line and the Manso in Kwanta environs in the Kumasi Metropolis. The prosecutor said upon receipt of the information, the police proceeded to a drinking spot near Akwetia Line and arrested Al-Hassan and Ibrahim. Chief Inspector Agbemehia said when the police conducted a search on the 2, a packet of 9mm ammunition with 50 rounds was retrieved from Ibrahim. During interrogation, Ibrahim revealed that he bought the ammunition from Al-Hassan at a cost of 600 cedis. Al-Hassan also admitted the offense and also mentioned Umara as the one who sold the ammunition to him. He also claimed that he had a number of arms in his custody. When a search was conducted in Umara's room, the police retrieved 11 AK-47 rifles, 9 G3 rifles, 1 LMG, 4 firing pins and 1 cocking handle. Other items retrieved were 1,663 G3 ammunition, 6,080 AK-47 ammunition, 1,570 pistol ammunition and 1 AA cartridge. The police also retrieved 77 rounds of AK-47 ammunition from a 4th accused who is currently at large. The police, in collaboration with the Small Arms Office, conducted a critical search on the source of the weapon, and the results revealed that 5 of the AK-47 were official weapons from the Ivorian security agencies.
Yvonne Asariofe reporting.
Now to education. The General Secretary of the Ghana National Association of Teachers, NAT, David Ofori Champong, said the association is giving government up to the end of this month to fix salary issues of teachers. Speaking on Behind the News last night, he said teachers will lay down their tools if government fails to heed their call. Mr. Ofori Champong was disappointed about the Ministry of Finance statement, which says government does not owe workers. He urged government to follow the roadmap that has been laid to avert labor agitations.
We are alarmed by the Minister of Finance's statement, which says that government does not owe workers any arrears. The impression, therefore, is that our teachers own salary arrears, some accruing as much as 18 months, 15 months, 20 months. Their monies will not be paid. Some of our colleagues are retiring at the end of this month. Even some have retired last week. They were promoted. They weren't paid anything. But my brother, you realize that when you want to compete your pension, it is your salary that is the determining factor. It's an unfortunate statement. And we believe that we have been patient enough. This is not something we are begging. We have worked for it. It is a legitimate demand. And we are going to insist that those monies are paid.
Have you done a follow-up to find out the your members who actually submitted these things, their documents, got the controller and accountant general.
In the midst of the negotiation, the director general of the Ghana Education Service in October last year issued a directory to all district directors to ensure that those documents got to the headquarters. In fact, for the records of the Ghana Education Service, as at the end of 31st December 2015, over 20,000 slabs of such forms had been submitted to them, and they had been 10 submitted to Ministry of Finance. Some of our colleagues have filled the forms 3, 4, 5 times.
What has been the explanation from the controller?
They have given us nothing. There was a roadmap that was agreed between the employer and ourselves. It is the responsibility of the employer to follow the roadmap.
If you go on strike and a month or two later, your demands are met, will you not have cheated the system?
Not at all.
You wouldn't have worked, but still.
No, not still. At all. That's why there are rules and regulations. We live under the rule of law.
But it said that when government owes you, you shouldn't fear. Certainly government will pay.
My brother, we have newly trained teachers sent to villages across the country. Some have worked for 20 months under harsh conditions, my brother. They have not been paid. Some have borrowed money. And you think we will lie low?
So, when do you intend striking?
Well, we serve notice. The law stipulates that it should be 7 days, but we have given government up to the end of the month, 2 weeks. Government is all powerful, can still go back to the roadmap, get our people paid, then we stay out of action.
General Secretary of NAT, David Ofori Echampong.
Meanwhile, the Public Relations Office of the Ghana Education Service, GES, Reverend Jonathan Befe, has reassured teachers that the service is putting measures in place to solve the issues. He said GES is aware of their demands, but the difficulty is that some teachers do not send their documents to the Controller and Accountant General's Department on time. He therefore called on teachers to be patient.
The attention of the management of Ghana Education Service, that is GES, has been drawn to their intended industrial action by the close of this month. It is undeniable they have some facts on what their grievances are. They were requesting for a non-payment of salary arrears, vehicle maintenance allowance, transfer grants, and other allowances. Well, Ghana Education Service, in actual fact, would like to clarify this pertinent issue and to appeal to our teachers. We are the employer. It's just like a father and a son having a misunderstanding. In actual fact, we care, at Ghana Education Service, we care so much for our teachers. As we demand for a better teaching or an effective teaching in our school, we know we are also responsible for taking care of our teachers. The fact about the whole thing that their grievances came to our notice last year, November 2015, when we promised or we met with the Fair Wages Commission. We came into agreement that their arrears would be paid then. That's a fact. We paid their arrears, but not all. Those that were not paid to them, documents that were full of errors, we asked that they should ask some certificates or some documents that is establishment warrant and the assumption of duty letters and acceptance letters to some of the documents that we want to process for them. Those who couldn't attach the documents, their documents were not processed. So we sent them back to the regional directors, then from there to the district directors. So they brought them back to us. So we are processing the documents for the payment of these arrears and their grievances before we came across their letters.
Reverend Jonathan Bethe is the PRO of the Ghana Education Service.
The National Labour Commission, NLC, and the leadership of organized labour have held a forum to discuss ways to reduce industrial strikes ahead of the general election. It was organized against the background of industrial strikes in the public sector following implementation challenges of the single spy pay policy. The forum seeks to address issues of low pay, inequalities in pay structure, and poor condition of service, issues of job evaluation and placement, market premium, conversion differences, payment of incremental credit, book and research allowances, among others. The acting executive director of NLC, Dr. Benwick Welbeck, said since the implementation of the SSPP, the commission has recorded an average of 7 disputes from organized workers' group in the public sector, either by way of complaints, threats of industrial action, or withdrawal of services. According to her, The health and education sectors continuously record high number of disputes each year. She said the Labour Commission considers it appropriate to intervene at the sector level to help the parties chart a common understanding on how to effectively promote labour management cooperation.
The Ghana Export-Import Bank Bill 2015 has been read a second time. The Deputy Minister of Finance, Tassiel Latifoulsen, said the export sector has developed significantly in recent times, with the export of non-traditional commodities being on the increase. He said, as promised in last year's budget, government intends to set up the bank in order to have a more diversified economy. Dominic Hlongi and Augusto Zapui's report.
Though Ghana's export industry has seen impressive development, the planned transformation of the economy towards an export-led one has made it necessary to set up a bank to cater for the sector. A Deputy Minister of Finance, Kassi Latofoulsen, told Parliament that the bank will help bridge the gap between government and exporters.
Export-Import Bank, through the central government institution, will act as an intermediary between the national government and exporters to issue export finance. The figure, it will also operate as a non-deposit-taking bank that will assist exporters to compete internationally by providing insurance and finance facilities to support their overseas activities.
The chairman of the Finance Committee, James Avechi, said despite the existence of interventions in export development, key elements of the export finance chain are not there. He identified poor capitalization and a vague definition of the mandate of existing export institutions.
Parliamentary correspondents Dominic Nodi and Augusto Zapoy found that report.
News from elsewhere. People across Uganda have begun voting in presidential election with incumbent Yoweri Museveni seeking to extend his 30-year rule. Seven opposition candidates are taking part in a race widely seen as the tightest in the country's history. President Museveni's two main contenders are veteran opposition leader Kizza Besigye and former Prime Minister Amama Mbabazi.
The wife of slain Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi and three of her daughters joined the crowd to celebrate 5 years since the start of the revolution that toppled Muammar Gaddafi despite the country's continued chaos. Libya has been in turmoil since Gaddafi's overthrow, with two rival administrations competing for power. The country's internationally recognized parliament on Tuesday postponed a vote to approve a new lineup for a UN-backed unity government, despite growing worries over jihadist expansion. But yesterday, hundreds of Libyans made their way through security checkpoints to Martyrs Square to celebrate the uprising that toppled Gaddafi despite the challenges still ahead. A Libyan flag flew over Tripoli Fort, where Gaddafi used to address mass rallies.
Now to the news and main points again. 53 people have been confirmed dead after vehicles in which they were traveling got involved in an accident last night near Kintampo in the Bonafo region. This was disclosed to Radio Ghana by the Bonafo Regional Police Commander, DCOP Maxo Atengani, and four persons have been apprehended by security operatives in the Asantiachim district of Ashanti for allegedly shooting to death some cattle in the area. The news was presented by Abraham Donko
and Najak Biliago in Accra.